straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54.
Area 54. Area Thank you. That was Kraken Smack from the Netherlands. Songs called Il Serpente. Is that what you say, Sal? Il Serpente?
Well, yeah, it sounds like it's like Italian, but you know, it's just like such a non Kraken Smack song, isn't it?
You know, those guys, they just when you think you can pigeonhole Kraken Smack, they come up with something different. Mm-hmm. That's kind of there.
Not with that song, huh?
Yeah, no. Plastic People's the album that we got that off of. And then Poolside before that. Definitely know the Poolside sound when you hear it. It's off the album In Flight Entertainment. We played Take Me Home. And one from Scott Grooves. Song's called Oregon Nights Part 2. Got that off of Hotel Costas. Single digit number 4 in that series. Wow, we're going back in Hotel Costas. Yeah. Second Sky, Thievery Corporation sound-alike band. Oh, they'd hate it if I said that.
Yeah, but they kinda, thievery wannabes I think is what you're calling them?
No, I didn't say that, because they actually have their own sound, too, a little bit. But I actually like their sound. So 100 Million Sounds is the name of that song, and that was the Kaleidoscope Jukebox Mix. Start off the whole set with Kaiser Velten. Now, Kaiser is not a person. It's a person named Kaiser and a different person named Velten. The song's called Doubleition. We got that off of a great compilation called High Fidelity Dub Sessions, number 2.
There's 3 in that series. If you're into that dubby reggae stuff, pick up all 3. They're yep. just an amazing, amazing release from a now defunct
Chicago label.
Chicago
right?
label, yeah. Was it 33
hertz?
Degrees?
Or what were they called? RPM? I can't remember.
I don't know. I forgot already. they've been gone for a while.
Hey, we haven't completely
forgotten. See what
happens
when you die? We forget about you.
Man.
Life's short, isn't it?
It is.
My attention span is anyway. You know, I was thinking about Second Sky and listening to that, and it's like, you know, they do have a lot of Thievery Corporation influences, but if they would have dropped the sitar and dropped the horns, then they wouldn't have sounded as much like him.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And maybe the percussion.
And maybe the vocals. And maybe...
It would have been like a silent
maybe
album.
The beats. Maybe if it... You just go with George Winston on it, you know, and...
then I would have said, oh, they're just George Winston's wannabes.
Yeah.
So this right. album's called Winter. I think he sold pretty... a lot of that album of those albums in the 80s, didn't he, George Winston?
Yeah, I think so. Don't get us wrong about Second Sky. They're actually really good. If you like that song, the rest of the album's actually, I think, is brilliant. They do a good job on their own. And I understand they tour with actually a lot of...
so backpedaling now.
A little bit, but they are pretty good. I actually like them. We're playing them in the show, so you must like them, too. You picked that song.
I did pick that song, yeah. But it's a good remix. All right, here's someone we can't pigeonhole at all, 07. We're going to go back to their Yeah Ghost release. We're going to play a song called Pop Art Blue. Check it out.